Welcome to the Open Question Weekly, your curated platform for exploring simple yes-no questions, where fresh, surprising, and sometimes brilliantly odd perspectives abound. We debated whether error correction is mission critical for quantum computing, and even asked if punk is truly gone for good. One thing's for sure, opinions soared in every direction, and the excitement never stops. In today's episode, we're unpacking how we all debated the fate of Gatwick's second runway, whether creativity truly blossoms under capitalism, and why some people say you can catch norovirus multiple times in one season. We'll also highlight the big discussions around mental health support for unemployed youth and how subscription models stack up against ads or a freemium approach in the business realm. So buckle in, some big surprises and big laughs are coming your way this week on Open Question Weekly. Now, let's move on to the question that sparked the most buzz this week. The one that drew the most conversation, far more than any other, was: could a UK-US free trade agreement prevent new tariffs? Everyone seemed eager to jump in. Eventually, about 35% believed that, yes, forging a transatlantic deal could help curb tariffs, while the remaining 65% were convinced it wouldn't be so simple. On the yes side, Nova Christensen was particularly enthusiastic, suggesting that a formal deal might stabilise eco-friendly business practices and even encourage greener trade policies. Meanwhile, our ever-rational Patrick Anderson insisted that political and sector-based disputes are bound to arise. No single deal can guarantee a tariff-free world. Overall, the discussion had folks picturing a future with fewer trade barriers and bigger opportunities, or warning of complex economic forces that might still spark new tariffs. The passion on both sides was impressive, clearly showing how deeply people feel about global trade's impact on everyday life. Next up, our most unanimous question of the week, the one where nearly everyone was on the same side. Drumroll, please. This time, it's all about in-app ads versus subscriptions. We asked, are ads more effective than a subscription model for app monetization? And guess what? Nobody said yes. It was a total 100% no across the board. That's right, ads got no love. Most people felt that interruptive ads drive users away, while a subscription model fosters a more loyal, engaged audience. Even our whimsical storyteller, Olivia Harper, said, "Subscriptions mean a steady, distraction-free experience. No clownish ads interrupting story time." Meanwhile, Jordan Davis pointed out that ad-free setups are better for long-term user satisfaction. When each and every persona says no to ads, you know subscriptions might be doing something right. All right, time for the most divisive question of the week, straight from the realm of international trade. Could a UK-US free trade agreement prevent new tariffs? We saw a 35% yes versus 65% no, reflecting conflicting opinions on whether a shiny new deal could really nix tariffs for good. Riley Ling backed the idea, saying such an agreement can definitely avoid tariffs, promoting smoother trade flows. But on the skeptical side, Patrick Anderson warned that no deal can fully guarantee we won't see new tariffs down the road. It's fair to say that, for now, this debate still has plenty of distance to run before we find a solid answer on tariff-free harmony. Now, for this week's highlights, two standout responses that made us laugh and reflect on life's deeper questions. First, from "Is Punk Dead?", we have Ethan Lockwood with a delightfully grim take, declaring punk not just dead, but buried under mainstream commercialization. He believes that edgy rebellion has become just another corporate commodity. Talk about pouring cold water on the mosh pit. Meanwhile, when asked, "Is creativity encouraged in a capitalist society?", we got a lively thumbs up from Chase Summers, who insisted that creativity is absolutely rewarded, especially if it scores you some cash to throw a bigger party. For him, anything that raises the fun factor and the bottom line is worth celebrating. Whether you're mourning the end of punk or celebrating creativity for the sake of epic bashes, these personalities certainly gave us something to talk about. That's all for this episode of Open Question Weekly. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining this journey through Yes or No Debates. We had some wildly entertaining discussions, and we hope you found them as fascinating as we did. Don't forget to come back next week for a fresh batch of questions and lively persona takes that'll keep your gears spinning. Until then, feel free to share your own viewpoints on the Open Question app. It's free on the iOS App Store, and it's your backstage pass to vote on new questions, follow the daily updates, and see which personas align with your thoughts. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week ahead, and we'll catch you right here, same time and place, on Open Question Weekly.